Hi, and welcome to another Samsung Galaxy Watch demo. And in this demo, I want to show you how to, I believe, change the default setting on recent app display from 20 seconds to 2 minutes, or what I use is 1 hour. Now, the reason why I use this function is to get around that you can't use this app because you're using Voice Assistant that Samsung has on the Galaxy Watch. Because I find, for example, as I've done in another demo, the timer app is fully accessible, even though that the Samsung function says it's not. So because I do a lot of cooking in my household, rather than using Bixby to keep launching the timer app all the time to get around that ridiculous function, I just have the timer running, launched once by Bixby, and then when I wake up my watch, I can then use the timer as many times as I like, as long as I keep in mind about using the timer app from the last hour from when I last used it. But anyway, let me just show you what happens when you turn it on and then how I use it with the timer app. So I'm just going to wake up my Galaxy Watch by pressing the home button. And there's my watch ticking to itself. I'm going to press the home button again to get the apps.
Apps, rotate bezel to navigate apps.
Okay, and
page 1 of 3.
I'll just, of course, show you what happens.
Recent apps.
So this is my recent apps.
Settings. Find my phone. Phone. One new item. Music. Galaxy apps. Gallery. Email. One new app. Peep controller.
Now, it's interesting how when I launch the timer app, which I've just done in the last 5 minutes, through Bixby, it actually doesn't come up in the recent app sections on the watch, which I think is quite strange.
Next page button. Page 2. Messages.
Let me just rotate quickly to get to the end of these apps.
News briefing. Double tap to uninstall. Timer.
Rotating quickly. Whoops, there it is. Timer. So just to prove to you that it's still happening with the beautiful Samsung idiotic function. Double tap.
Can't open this app while Voice Assistant is on.
Okay, thank you, Samsung. Can't use this app while you're using Voice Assistant.
Can't open. Okay, button.
Double tap on OK. Let me rotate back quickly.
Page 2.
To get back to the recents.
Recent apps.
And then I'm going to rotate to the right.
Settings.
Double tap on settings.
Settings.
And then flick to the right because we're in settings.
Watch faces. Sound and vibration. Sound. Display. Brightness.
And that's
screen
display.
Timeout. Font. Display.
And flick to the right.
Display. Brightness. 7. Auto low brightness on. Screen timeout 1 minute.
Okay, that's just the screen timeout.
Show last app within 1 hour.
Okay, so as you've seen, mine's currently set to show app within last hour. Now, I'm pretty sure the default setting was show app within last 20 seconds. So if I double tap on that.
Show last app. Select show last app from following items.
Okay, and I flick to the right.
Within 20 seconds, radio button not selected.
So that's the first one, 20 seconds, which I'm pretty sure was the default.
Within 2 minutes,
within
radio
two
button
minutes.
Not selected. Within 1 hour,
within
radio
one
button
hour.
Selected.
Okay, which is currently selected. And of course, you just one finger double tap with Voice Assistant to select one of those functions. So if you don't want it, just set it to 20 seconds. And by the time you've woken up the watch again as usual, then you'll be just on the normal system rather than the last app you've run. But for me, as I said, because I want to get around that can't use this app and not having to keep launching it via Bixby all the time, that's why I use it. So I'm going to press the home button.
It is 7:47 a.m.
Okay, so I'm going to launch Bixby, home button twice.
Bixby.
Down the bottom. And sometimes this microphone button talks and sometimes it doesn't. So just because it beeped and I'm down the bottom of the screen on the watch, I'm just going to double tap and that should be the microphone button. Open timer. And I've just felt the watch, vibrate. So it should be opening up the timer app, which of course bypasses that dialogue. And there's the timer running.
Timer.
Flick to the right.
00. Turn bezel to adjust.
That's HR. HR for hour.
00. Min. Turn bezel to adjust.
Minute.
Min. 00. Sec. Turn bezel to adjust. Sec.
Okay. So I'm now going to put the watch to sleep by putting my hand over it.
Screen turned off.
Go off to the kitchen and start cooking. And then every time I want to time something when I'm cooking, I press the home button to wake the watch up. And now I'm going to touch the screen.
Timer.
Ready to use again without having to run it via Bixby. So flip to the right.
00. 00. Min. 0.00 sec. Turn bezel to adjust sec.
Let's set it to 5 seconds. I'm going to turn the bezel.
0.01, 0.02, 0.03, 0.04, 0.05.
I'm going to flick.
Start button.
And start. So cancel, let's pretend button. This was actually a couple of minutes or something.
Timer.
Okay, so the timer's gone off. To dismiss it, I'm just going to press the back button.
Timer.
I can just leave it there for the moment because I've stopped it. So put my hand over the screen.
Screen turned off.
Okay, so that's one timer, and I've got to do another timer, so I'm going to press the home button to wake the watch up. Touch the screen.
00, turn bezel to adjust.
So that was the hour, flick to the right.
00, min, turn bezel to adjust
minutes.
05, sec, turn bezel to adjust sec.
Okay, so I need to adjust that, so I could.
Start button, reset button.
Flick over to reset, and we might actually do that. There we go. So I've reset it. If I flick back to the left.
Start button dimmed.
Of course, the start button's now dimmed.
00 sec. Turn bezel to adjust sec. So let me do another.
So let's say I want to time for 10 seconds this time. So I rotate the bezel.
01.
It's going to turn a little bit faster.
06. 08. 09. 10.
Beautiful. And then flick to the right.
Start button.
Start button's now active. So double tap.
Cancel button.
And I'm now timing for 10 seconds. I've put my hand over the screen.
Screen turned off.
Of course, I can put it to sleep rather than having it running. And then very soon, it will go off with the timer.
Timer.
Da-ding, da-ding. All right, pressing the back button.
Timer.
And then flicking to the right.
Reset button.
And then I'm back on the reset button. If I flick to the left.
Start button. 10 sec. Turn bezel to adjust sec.
Okay, so I can actually, let me just do reset a reset button. Right now. So next time I wake the watch up, putting my hand over the screen.
Screen turned off.
And doing my third timer for cooking, which actually really does happen. Pressing the home button. Touching my screen.
00. Turn bezel to adjust her.
Turn bezel to adjust her. Finger to the right.
00. Min. Turn bezel to adjust min.
And then adjusting each one of those hour, minutes, or seconds with the bezel. And then, of course, activating start again when I'm cooking. And then when I'm finished all the stuff and I don't want to keep using the timer anymore, I'm just going to press the home button.
It is 7:52 a.m.
And I've gone back to my main watch face screen. So there you go. That's how I use the last app function set to 1 hour so that I can actually use the apps to get around the can't use this app function when I'm using Voice Assistant. So that will do me for this demonstration. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.